Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Friday, and welcome to Think for Yourself. I'm Carol Gold. As a mystic, I often talk on the show in somewhat philosophical perspective or generalities, but as a lawyer, I like fact-based thinking, and I like to be able to give concrete examples to help you understand better what I mean when I talk about think for yourself, and that you have the ability to do that. So I'm going to take the theme of the last episode, which was on Wednesday, which talked about how politics has hijacked spirituality. And I want to run with that a little bit here because I've come across a wonderful example of how you can wrap your brain around thinking for yourself and how it can make you that much more empowered and that much more able to feel that you can discern fact from fiction. I titled the show What I Did, which is Herd Immunity or Herd Mentality. And I did that because, after all, with COVID, which we've all been languishing with now, right, for over a year, we hear a lot about herd immunity. That was the goal of getting enough people who had contracted the virus to give the herd, meaning the whole population of the nation, a generalized immunity sufficient that it would no longer be categorized at pandemic level, or immunity plus, as a result of having had the virus, plus vaccination, the combination thereof providing what we generally call herd immunity. But now that we're there, now that we are just months away, as President Biden said in his speech last night, from the month of May, when he said at which time everyone in the nation will be able to be eligible for vaccines, meaning up until now it's been mostly the elderly or frontline workers, but by May everyone will be, quote, eligible. Because we're at that point, I thought a little reflection on how we got to this point would be a wonderful example of thinking for yourself, as I did to come to this conclusion that I'm about to share with you. Let's go back to when the virus first impacted the country, when we first knew there was a virus. We didn't yet know the magnitude of it, but we sensed it was going to be bad. Hindsight's 2020, right? So we now know it was probably here in the fall of 19. However, late fall of 19. However, March, really, end of February, I guess, early March of 2020 is when we had a real sense of what we were about to have to deal with. At the time, we had a different president, and that president did some very unusual things that generally aren't done by government. And that is, that president went to the private sector and said, listen, I want you to put all your resources on creating a vaccine for this thing. And I want to pay you in advance, meaning I want to do a couple of things. I want to make sure there's enough money so that the moment at which you are able to say you've got a vaccine, we have the money that you need to be compensated to do the research, but also the money to distribute the vaccination and a plan to do so. So throughout 2020, private sector pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, like AstraZeneca and Merck, others, and around the world globally, in France and Israel and other countries, but here in the United States, the private pharmaceutical companies were on top of it because they had been assured of certain end results that normally wouldn't happen. Normally, the government would begin to do research into something. And if you remember, what we heard throughout 2020 is that normally it takes 5 years to create a vaccine for a new disease. Well, we had a vaccine created in 6 months. And when that vaccine was created, we knew that it was going to pass sufficient testing that it would be able to begin to be administered. The plan was also in place through both our military and the private sector to distribute that vaccine as rapidly as possible across the country. And so by the end of 2020, beginning of 2021, we had had the vaccine researched, developed, effectively marketed and distributed, and people were beginning already to get their doses of the vaccine late December, and then obviously in January and February of this year, of 2021. So here's me thinking for myself. Last night, President Biden, and by the way, let me preface this by saying I'm an independent voter. I am neither a Democrat nor a Republican. I'm an independent voter. So last night, President Biden spoke, and he said, he pretty much indicated that his administration's response to the vaccination and its distribution, his administration pretty much takes credit for that, and that by May, everyone eligible will have it. And that has something, everyone eligible will be able to receive it, and that has something to the rapid distribution approach that his administration is taking toward the vaccination itself and getting it to the public. So here's my question. To me, it's a common sense question. It's the kind of thing I do when I think for myself. President Biden has been president of the United States for 7 weeks. Now, the virus hit here in December of 2019, and we suffered through it all of 2020. For those 13 months that we had initial knowledge and then clear in-depth knowledge, the prior administration had done everything I just laid out in terms of research, marketing, distribution, efficacy, everything that needed to be done was done, and the vaccine was available starting in December 2020, early January 2021. To me, it is commonsensical that anyone who's been in office for 7 weeks, or any administration or any bureaucrat who's been in their position for only 7 weeks and who had nothing to do with what took place in the prior 13 months prior to those 7 weeks cannot possibly claim credit for the outcome of those 13 months when those 13 months have now accumulated and the benefit is manifesting in the very 7 weeks and thereafter through May, based upon what happened previously. So my problem with groupthink is this, and I jump to groupthink because socialism, communism, totalitarianism, even I would say an oligarchy, it's not a group of people who have one heart. It's a group of people who have one mind. In those governmental political entities, totalitarianism, socialism, communism, as I said, even an oligarchy, what you get are people who are herded into thinking only one way, only what the government or those people in power want you to think. And so what the current administration wants you to think is that, and they want you to think it and they want you to believe it, or they probably don't want you to think it, they want you to believe it, that they somehow are responsible for 13 months of work that someone else did. Now, I don't know about you, but if I have a job and I do the work and someone else walks in as I'm delivering my project and says, I carried that project from her office here to the conference room, so I want credit for getting it here today. I want credit for the project itself and delivering it on time. I would be furious if someone tried to do that to me at work. I have to tell you that when I listened to President Biden last night, that's what he did to former President Trump and the Trump administration. The Biden administration has tried to take credit for something it didn't do. And as someone who thinks for themselves, as I said in an episode tonight, which is pretty much one of the lawyer in me, not the mystic in me, but nonetheless, the thinking person in me believes that it presents a perfect example of how thinking for yourself allows you not to be herded into groupthink and makes you more empowered and more able to stand on your own 2 feet and to stand for the things that you know to be true, because you yourself have reached the conclusion through both a common sense and a fact-based system. I mentioned in the last episode, and I'm going to end this episode with the same message. Oneness is a spiritual concept. One-mindedness is a political concept. Politics has hijacked spirituality. That's what the last episode was about. Tonight's episode was about giving you an example of how it's done. Because the key to us getting out of where we are, the division that we're in as a nation, the polarization that we're in as a people, the key to getting out of it is our hearts opening to one another, not our minds thinking as one. Our minds are created to do the work of sifting through reality and coming to our own conclusions based upon our own processes. That's what we're intended to do with our minds. Our hearts are intended to join as one. And when we do that, we are compassionate, we are charitable, we are loving, and we are fearless. We are those things when we are a people of one heart, not a political entity herded around and being forced to think with one mind. So, until I'm back again on Monday and you are out there thinking for yourself, ponder this when you're taking a walk or working out or just wondering how you're going to get through the situation you're in now. Think about this example and think about applying it to what you hear on the news and ask yourself whether what you know about the history of the facts leads you to the same conclusion that the media and the government is telling you is the end result. I'm Carol Gold. Thank you for joining me. This has been Think for Yourself. Have a wonderful weekend. And remember, no matter what else happens, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.